Good morning, Local 304, especially my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Quick postal podcast for you this morning. First, I'd like to apologize for the 8 o'clock Monday morning podcast being posted at 11. We'll be back on schedule tomorrow. It just kind of got away from me this morning. But what I want to say to you is, hey, folks, we got to wake up. We have to wake up. Again, I am directing my conversation to my branch in Columbus. But as I always say, if it's happening in Columbus, you can best believe it's happening elsewhere also. So although I address Columbus, if these situations fit your work environment, then let's get together and change them. A couple of hot changes coming down in Columbus. Number one, and it sounds funny to say this, but I'm going to give it to you as I know it to be. And if you don't like the manner in which I deliver it, I apologize, but we're not going to put any sugarcoat on this. In the Postal Service, it has been historically allowed for employees to just report to work whenever they want to report. And what I mean by that is with the overtime. For years in Columbus, Ohio, due to lack of management, lack of control, lack of supervision, we could just go on with the lacks forever. Employees come to work when they want to make money. They just come to work on overtime. Sometimes management didn't schedule them, but allowed them to stay. Well, let me tell you something. As I told you last week, there's a new sheriff in town right now. It's only a temporary sheriff, and some of the policies and procedures that we have been allowed to just skip over are now being enforced. The two that comes to mind is scheduled for work. Hey, mail handlers, listen, if you are not scheduled to work, don't come into work. Because if you come into work, Columbus management is sending people home. Now, I got to admit, I believe some people got sent home improperly. But what I want you to understand is a new process. Now, they probably have to pay grievance money for sending one or two mail handlers home improperly. But let it be known that Columbus management is taking a hard stance against people just reporting for work on overtime that was not scheduled. And as strong of union leader as I am, I have to tell you, that is an absolute right of postal management, and none of us have any reason to begin to question it. Again, coming to work unscheduled is what we're talking about. That's what I'm saying. We don't have a right to question that. What our rights is with respect to overtime is that they rotate it properly. Now, I got to tell you, they're not going to do that. I've been in the post office way too long to understand. They don't even begin to understand the overtime list. But what they do understand is that if that supervisor didn't schedule you to come to work, they are sending you home. Understand that. Next thing that's coming up is your time cards, your swipe badges. They are no longer going to allow you to hold them on your possession. Now, again, I try to keep myself in the know so that I can always podcast to my members to let you know some of the changes that are going to be coming up. Now, you can take this one or two ways. You can take this as, well, Ken Hodge always thinks he knows, but he don't know. Or you can understand that maybe he do know. And maybe we ought to listen to him a little more as he tries to help us improve the quality of our work life. And I know you may say, well, how can you help me improve the quality of my work life? This sounds like a management podcast. No, this is a union podcast. This podcast is designed to tell you that management are not going to allow you to come to work unscheduled anymore, and management are now going to hold you accountable for not keeping that swipe badge on your person, but in the post office. Now, you can take that and you can prepare yourself, or you can just don't listen and be surprised, and then you start running back and forth to your union wanting to file grievance. And listen to me, there is no grievance. I say to you again, there is no grievance. All that's necessary for us as union members is to comply with those management instructions. Just like I try to get you to comply, I try to get you to file grievances also on grievable matters. So you got to understand, management is now taking a position that they're going to attempt to actually manage. And just that concept in itself is foreign to most of us. But let me tell you, that is an inherent right of the management element. Now, moving right along, I want to tell you, I've been working with some folks out in Tennessee. Yeah, the podcast is kind of getting, it's growing. And more people are listening, and more people are looking for a better leadership. And let me tell you, we have better leaders in the ranks. We just have to step up and then start challenging for some of these local presidents, branch presidents. We have to start challenging for these positions, and let's forget about status quo. Status quo don't work for us. I'm going to do a special podcast with some folks out of the Tennessee area, and you're going to hear some disturbing story about how management really feels about the mail handler craft, or how management really feels about craft employees in general. That story should be posted probably tonight or sometime this week. We want to do a little fact checking to make sure, because there's some hard facts that's about to come out on a situation that happened in the Tennessee area. It's on Facebook, but we're going to bring it to the podcast. So stand by, and I will post that. Again, I want to keep all mail handlers informed. And if there's a situation going on in the mail handler craft, I don't care where it is, and you bring it to me, I'm going to give you a platform in order to discuss that situation. This is Ken Hodge. Real quick, late podcast this morning. Hey, folks, let's govern ourselves for the new changes. And one of the things, don't think this is going to be the last set of changes. Again, as I said to you, whenever you have new management always tries to set a new trail. They want to blaze a different trail because they're showing their worth to their upper management. So when you have new management coming in, status quo 9 out of 10 times go out the door, and we get a new set of BS rules that we're now going to follow. Hey, this is Branch President Kenny Hodge. Real short, direct to the point podcast this morning. Hey, folks. If you are not following my postal podcast, you really need to. And let me say this to you. I sincerely hope that the information that I bring to you validates to you that I am worthy and capable of leading Local 304. That's my sincere hope. But I want to tell you something. I'm going to put this information out even if you don't vote for me. As long as I have this podcast and I have a voice, I'm going to continue to speak out on the injustices by postal management, the changes by postal management, the harassing treatment by postal management. I'm going to put that out on this podcast every chance I get, because employees, mail handlers all over the world got to understand that the nonsense that goes on in your office is not exclusive to your office. It seems like everybody's involved. No postal branch is an island. We are all interdependent upon one another, and we have to share our successes and our horror stories so that we understand, if you had the same situation I have going on in my branch, well, how did you handle it? And if your results were not satisfactory to the members, then that lets me know we'll try something different. But again, I want to keep you informed. Because when you're informed, you can make intelligent decisions. This is Kenny Hodge saying, united we stand, and we're not falling. Have a blessed day.